Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, and the purpose that God has already preordained for our lives. As we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we grow in God, grow in His Word, grow in our relationship with Him, we develop more and more like Him. We have His mind more and more. We choose His way more and more. We see ourselves dying more and more, but we see Him living and His will and His Word living greater inside of us. As we grow, we become that which is necessary for someone else to live thereby, to grow thereby, to be encouraged thereby. We become that salt. We become the light. We become the city that sits on a hill that draws others to the Lord Jesus Christ, that even encourages their walk of faith, that even allows them to see an example of someone that is enduring as a good soldier hardness and seeing God's goodness on them and seeing God's faithfulness to them, and they are strengthened and they are maturing and they're growing. So our life, it does matter, and the way we live matters, and how we treat people, how we obey God, how we respond to God, all of those things matter, because they not only build us and make us, it also builds a reward of obedience and faithfulness with the Lord, so that He blesses us. He blesses us in spite of ourselves, but we see a greater outpouring of His love and blessings on us when we obey Him. He entrusts us with more. He instills in us more. He gives to us more spiritual things, because we can handle what God is doing. We can handle what God is entrusting us with, and that's a great thing, to be one that God can trust with His precious things, His people, His word, His assignment, His purpose. So it's a wonderful thing. We've been looking at faith, and we've been studying it in the Word of God, and we understand that when God chooses someone, it doesn't matter where they've come from or where they've been or their history. As we see Abraham, as we study the father of faith, we see that he didn't come from the lineage or the line that we would approve of, because he came from a pagan worshiping generation, nation. They worship God. When you see Abraham and you look at his father, you do not see the word of God mentioning his father or the nation that he came from. It speaks about him briefly, but it talks about the life of Abraham, how God changed and transformed his life and turned him into a man of faith who became a father of faith. A nation was developed and formed from him, because he was the beginning of something that God intended. And so when we look at Genesis 12 and we study the life of Abraham and we see his walk of faith, we see a man that was not an unlikely candidate. We see someone who was not what we would have chosen, but God chose his unlikely people to do a great work for his will, his purpose, and the destiny that he has for us. And if you look at people in the Bible, many of them were unlikely candidates. They were not ones that we would have chosen. But God doesn't see the way we see. He sees the heart. He sees the part of us, the nature of us that will respond and yield itself to him. And he knows those who go all the way, and he knows those who will only go so far. But he entrusts each and every one of us with the purpose that he's ordained. It's up to us to choose, as the word says, what we're going to do, choose life or death, choose his way or our way, choose his way or the way of the world or the way of our flesh. I'd rather choose his way, because if I choose his way, I'm always going to come out on top. I'm always going to be blessed. I'm always going to be victorious. I'm always going to please God, and that's what I want, and that's what I pray you want. When you look at Abraham's life, you see that he saw something in the spirit that his physical sight did not comprehend. And what I mean by that is God showed him a vision of where he was going to take him and the generations that would come from him, and how he was going to send a seed. He saw a vision in the spirit that his physical sight could not grasp, because at the time he was 75 years old and his wife was 65, and was in a place where they knew they could not bear any children. But he grasped what God was saying. Now, in the spiritual side, he had already obtained it, because he saw it, believed it, and received it. He had to go through the process in the natural of being trusted with what God said. So he basically was moving in the natural realm according to what God spoke before he saw any evidence. So he had to move by faith according to what God spoke with no evidence in the natural realm, even though he'd already obtained it in the spiritual realm. And we understand what we catch it in the spirit, where we receive it in the spirit, and then it is manifest in the natural. Well, sometimes that manifestation doesn't happen immediately. God will take us through a process where he will let us see something and something that he's going to do in our lives. And we might have to go through a year, maybe longer, of waiting for God to manifest what he says and not grow weary in what we're supposed to do in our well-doing and our service to him. But every day, love him more, serve him more, believe him more, even rehearse, decree, and declare what he's spoken, even the more, knowing that he's faithful, that it will manifest in our lifetime. So when you're talking about an Abraham walk, you're talking about a walk that God shows you something spiritually, but you're going to walk it out in the natural, and you're going to go by what he said without seeing the manifestation of what he said right now. But in your spirit, you know it's already done. You know it's already yours. You know it's already turned in your favor. It's already, you already have the victory. And sometimes that is very hard, especially when you're dealing with situations in your marriage or your with your children or your family, your career, the ministry, and you're waiting on God to do something, and you know he said he was, and yet people are laughing at you because they're saying you belong. Now, Abraham had to go through that. Sarah had to go through that laughing process where they had a name that said they were producers of something, but yet the manifestation of what their names declared had not yet come. And then God puts an H in his name from Abram to Abraham. An H in the Hebrew means life. Here it is. He has life in him. God has given him life and put that on his name and called him something that is supposed to produce more than what he was formerly named, and yet he has not done so. So he had to go through being mocked by people because his name did not measure what his manifestation was going to produce at that particular time. But God is not mocked. And so because we know God is not mocked, everything that he's spoken, regardless of the issue, regardless of how it seems or appears, it is going to manifest in our lives. We just have to endure the process of that there moment. We're headed somewhere. We're in the process of going there. There is the place that God has called and commissioned us to. There is the place of destiny. There is the place of purpose. But that there place is the process that you go to get there. And once you get there, God will send you to another there place. So you are continually in a process of becoming more like him, being shaped like him, dying to yourself, dross being cut off your life like clay. You're going to be molded and shaped so that God's will can be done and not yours. Because there are times in our lives when we reach certain points or pignals in our life, when we reach certain levels in our life, we start to draw back. We start to become lackadaisical. We become comfortable. And God never wants us to settle in our press, in our search, in our thirst, and our hunger for him and his will. He always wants us to press, continue to press towards the mark, continue to move forward, to continue to thirst and hunger after him and his righteousness, that he might show us what we need and how we need him and what his will is in the earth so that we can continue to do that. So we're never going to stop the process of our there moment until we either go and see him or he cracks the sky. If we thirst and hunger for him, he will continually feed us, give us what we need, and satisfy us. And my desire is that I always thirst after God, hunger after him, and never get content at one level. But I would always say, God, give me more, because there's so much more of him that we can enjoy. There's so many levels, there's so much depth of God that he can reveal to us if we will allow him. It's more than the surface, and God wants us to start having a surface mentality when it comes to who he is. He wants us to launch out into the deep and see and experience the places in him that many people do not want to go because they only want to know God in a way that does not tamper with their comfortable living or comfortable life, because going deeper in God is going to cost you. If you look at the apostles, because they decided and they chose to do God's will and not their will, it cost them. But the reward of the cost was greater. I say many people were brought to salvation. Many things were established in the name of the Lord. God received glory in the earth. And when they go to heaven, when they went to heaven, they received a reward, and they're going to receive a greater reward because of their obedient faith. So it's going to cost you something in life. Anything worth having is going to cost you. If you desire to build that building, it's going to cost you sometimes late nights and staying up and sacrificing and doing some things that you normally would not do so that you can get the business where it needs to get. It's not going to happen by itself. You're going to have to put something into it, and it's going to cost you. If you want that career, you're going to spend time in school, so it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you energy. It's going to cost you not being with certain folks and doing certain things and having a good time, having pleasure. Now, you will have to take that moment and do what it's necessary for you to shape where you see yourself going. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit. If you want to please God and do what he says, it's going to cost you. But you can't be willing to pay the cost or the price because Jesus paid it all for us. He did it. And so because he's our example and he showed us how to do it, we now do it knowing that we are going into something that is already determined by God and is already fixed in our favor process. We are being shaped to look more and more like him, be more and more like him, to have more and more of his mind, his character, his behavior, his compassion, his love inside of us develop, grow, and increase. So many people will see and demonstrate, they would taste of the goodness of God through us. They can't see God unless they see it through us. So an Abraham walk is not going to be a walk that is not going to be one that's not going to cost you something, but it's going to be one that is worth it because it's going to use you to put out things. He's going to use you to empower. He's going to use you to develop. He's going to use you to stretch many people who watch and pattern themselves after the walk of faith that you have, but it's going to make them thirst and hunger after God, and that's what you want, his righteousness, his will to be done. You want a faith that says, God, I want you, when you come back, if you should come back today, I want to have the life that says, as Jesus says, will I find faith? I want you to say, God, when he comes back, I want him to say, there's faith right there. They gave me faith. They continually walked in the faith, and they did not stop. Better is the end of a thing. They continue to walk, and their faith increased more and more and more, and they did not stop their steadfast obedience to my will. Now, when Abraham said that leaves the familiar, he's leaving an inheritance. He leaves the inheritance of his father and his generations, but God is going to give him an inheritance that his natural father could never, ever give him. He leaves the comfortable zone of that which is supposed to be his. He was supposed to receive the inheritance of his father. But by leaving the homeland, the homestead, his people, his clan, his nation, and he goes off to a place that God's saying there, he leaves that inheritance. But he's willing to give up the inheritance because God promises not only to bless him, but to cause him to be a blessing to others. And you have to understand, when God says something to you about leaving something, moving here or doing something, he's telling you whatever you lost there, whatever you think you're losing, I'm not going to be a God that's going to leave you out there and you're going to have to be in a place where you won't receive what I promised you, but I'm going to give you more. I'm going to multiply you even the more. I'm going to bless you even the more. And it's going to be spiritual, natural, and physical, financial blessings. Everything about you is going to go to another level because you're obeying me and leaving the familiar. You're leaving what you know. You're leaving what you know you're going to get or have or develop in to receive something. Know how or when it's going to happen, but you know that if God said it, it's going to happen. So an Abraham walk is going to cause you to be where God is going to tell you to lose some stuff, let go of some stuff, move here, do this, change this about yourself, do that for me. But when you do, you're going to see him bless you more than anything that your mind could conceive or handle or have when you were at that place where you were not moving in the direction of his voice, of his obedient purpose for your life. That is all the time we have for today, but we'll be back next week to pick up a Abraham covenant walk again, the process of that. I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience this weekend and that you lift God up and that you understand more and more that God is calling you to something. And no matter what he tells you to let go of, he's going to bless you beyond what you could ever do for yourself or could ever inherit that place. He has something greater for you. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend, a safe one, and enjoy God, enjoy family, and know that there is something greater in your faith walk. Be blessed.